Daphne Kitten Rescue, which is dedicated to the rescue, rehabilitation, and adoption of homeless kittens and cats. You can help by fostering, adopting, or donating to this great local charity. This kitten rescue helps furry friends, from bottle baby kittens who lost their mothers to older cats who need to be socialized. Check out NaphneCommunityKittenRescue.ca for more information.
Oh, waiter. Yes, I'd like a bowl of hot alphabet soup.
Hi, my name is Hayden, and I have a new show on CFRC called Alphabet Soup.
A bowl of hot?
Make sure it's hot.
Alphabet Soup is a musical variety show that's live every Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m.
Make sure it's hot.
Right.
Okay, sir. Coming right up.
Tune in to hear something classic or something fresh, Tuesdays at 10 a.m. on CFRC.
Hey, Charlie, table 26 wants a hot alphabet soup.
Beside him, he can miss her just the same. He has missed her in the forest, while he showed her all the flowers, and the branches sang the chorus as he climbed the scaly towers of a forest tree. Asked her of her travels since the day they said goodbye. He writes, wish you were beside me. We can make it if we try. He has seen her at the office with her name on all his papers. Through the sharing of the prophets, he will find it hard to shake her. Thinking of her, there's the one who sometimes calls, there's the one who writes her letters with his facts and figures scrawled. She has brought them to her senses, they have laughed inside her laughter. Now she rallies her defenses, for she fears that one will ask her for eternity. Sees them, they will lose her if they follow, and she only means to please them, and her heart is full and hollow like a cactus tree. While she's so busy being free, tree.
Welcome to or back, if you're a returning listener, to I'll Try Anything Once. I was calling this episode the Do You Dream of Cowboys episode because I didn't want to do like country, like not like yeehaw, my truck and my cowboy boots country, but like I was explaining it to my friends as like this episode is what you'd hear if you were sitting on a porch in a rocking chair and there's like tumbleweeds rolling past. That was the vibe I was going, or the idea for this episode. What I just had playing was Cactus Tree by Joni Mitchell. This is from her 1968 album, Song to a Seagull. My sister was recently obsessed with this song and kind of put me on to this song, and I'm obsessed now. I just also adore Joni Mitchell, our little Canadian icon. And then what I have up next is another Canadian. It is Only Love Can Break Your Heart by Neil Young, followed by Into the Night by Gord Downie.
Shove you up against a truck that's all picture. Someone get me older and someone grown up. Someone grown up. Someone growing up. Someone growing up. Someone growing up. Was like you were in disguise. You were so nonchalant. Come on. As though you well have let it out. Said, what the hell do you want? Well, I must have said something for you to feel I was alright. We had a great conversation well into the night. Into the night. Went on well into the night. Went on well into the night. Went on well into the night.
I hope everyone is dreaming of cowboys with the past two songs. What I had at first was Only Love Can Break Your Heart by Neil Young. This is from his album After the Gold Rush. I found a really cool fact that apparently this song was written for Graham Nash after he broke up with Joni Mitchell, but then for whatever reason he didn't take it and Neil Young used it instead. But I thought that was really cool that the little connections and everything like that. And then after that, I had Into the Night by Gord Downie from his album Battle of the Nudes. This was released in 2003. I had no clue he had like solo music until my friend Aaron, who I had on the show a couple weeks ago, showed me this album and this song. And I was like, wait, that's really sick and really cool. And I like love the music. What I have up next are two new releases. They've come out in the past, like, I'd say month and a half. The first one is Lorelei by Tucker Zimmerman featuring Big Thief. This was released in October of this year. And then the one after that is going to be All Star Breakfast by Odie Lay featuring The Field Medic. This was also released, but this was released November 19th of 2024. And it's not for an album. So far, it's just like an EP or a single. Yeah.
Late at night, when the moon is full, I sit upon the river shore. Full moon in my eyes, water flowing. Someday I will move away.
way to the city on the hill. Leave behind the waterfall, leave behind the water wheel.
Bring along my silver harp, bring along my golden songs, sing them into peaceful dreams, sing my siren song.
Guiding light to better times, safer shores. Sing away their trembling fears.
Take away their tears and so much more.
And then I'll cry. And folks will say, where has she gone?
arrow.
You never know where it'll land. So when I get to thinking,
my thinking's quite a mess.
I think us lonely people could make something out of this.
Welcome back to I'll Try Anything Once. If you don't know, I am Kate. This is the Do You Dream of Cowboys episode. So not country, but I was saying at the beginning, this is, you're sitting on the porch in like Tennessee in a rocking chair looking at tumbleweeds go by. That's what I was going for. Anyway, what I just had on was All Star Breakfast by Odie Lay. This is a new release. It was released like last week. And it was just, it's just a single. It's not maybe for her new album, but there's been no confirmations of a new album. Anyway, what I have up next is something that is not new, but probably the opposite of new. It is The Weight by the Canadian group The Band. This was released as a single in 1968, and it was on the group's debut album, Music from Big Pink. It's super exciting. I love this song. I love the band. I need to watch The Last Waltz. I haven't watched it yet, but I really need to watch it, and I'm really excited for everyone to listen.
Put the load right on me.
What you listening to, son?
I don't think you like it.
Well, why not? I like this new generation of music. What the? Where did you record this?
See, that's the type of pitch just makes me want to...
That's my boy! Yeah!
Things I Will Keep, Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m. on 101.9 FM. Things that
I
will
keep. I have been advised to listen to this record.
You are listening to CFRC Radio from Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
All right, welcome back. This is I'll Try Anything Once on CFRC 101.9, and I am Kate Bassett, and I am the host. What I have up next are two new releases that I'm really excited. They're super, super new, like within the past month, which is exciting. The first one is Mouth of a Flower by Hayley Hendricks. This is from her album that was just released on November 7th, Seed of a Seed. I really love her and how she makes her music sound very like naturey. I don't know if that makes any sense, but I think of her other album and songs like The Bug Collector and things like that, and it's very like nature focused, which I think is really, really cool. And it's just an amazing song. And then after that, I have Feel Better by Adrian Lenker. This is from the album Transa. It just came out, and it's a benefit compilation which is celebrating trans and non-binary people. The song was released on November 22nd, so super, super new. The compilation has like 49 songs with like trans and non-binary artists, which is really, really sick and really, really cool. And I'm like obsessed. I haven't listened to the whole thing yet, but I've listened to some, and I'm excited to checking out the rest. And I hope you guys enjoy the next two songs.
Of a flower, the hummingbird waits. like want to count off?
Yeah.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Being right here, it's just an idea. We can't let it disappear. Searching through the night for someone so. The time goes, we say it all the time. Look at the cardinals now, resting on the vine, searching through the day for someone so.
Just tuning in, this is I'll Try Anything Once. I am Kate, and I was calling this episode Do You Dream of Cowboys because I wanted to do a fun little country episode, but not a I'm wearing cowboy hat, I'm from Calgary country episode. Despite me being from Calgary, I have expanded from that. I was saying at the beginning, this is like music you'd listen to if you were sitting on like a porch somewhere down south in a rocking chair watching tumbleweeds roll blow by, or if you're me, because when I was moving to Boston, when I was 10, I thought that we were going to move somewhere where tumbleweeds were blowing around. So you could be me when I was 10, thinking that Boston had tumbleweeds too. So it's up to you. Anyway, what I have up next is actually a recommendation from my dad. I was like, I need Canadian artists. Any recommendations? He was like, you should try Bruce Cockburn. And I was like, okay, sure. And then I found this song and I really, really liked it. And I was like, it's perfect for this episode. It is Going to the Country. This is from his self-titled album, which was released in 1970. So kind of older, but older and Canadian, which I think is really cool. And then what I have after that is, I think, probably one of the most iconic songs ever. It is Wild Horses by the Rolling Stones. I was doing some research for this episode, and then I came across something really cool about this song. It was first released in 1970 by the Flying Burrito Brothers. Like, I'm not kidding. This is what it says. Because the Rolling Stones didn't think that the demo was fully worth recording. Of course, obviously, they did end up recording it, and they put it on their 1971 album, Sticky Fingers. And then, since then, this song has been ranked number 334 in the 500 Greatest Songs of All Time list in 2004. And then in 2021, the Rolling Stone magazine did an update and put the song as at number one. Oh my gosh. Put it at 193 of the best songs, 500 Greatest Songs of All Time, which I think is kind of crazy that they weren't the original recorder people who recorded it. Like, they thought the demo was not worth it. Anyway, here comes Bruce Cockburn and then the Rolling Stones.
Sunshine, smile on me. easy to do. The things you wanted, I bought them for you. Graceless lady, you know who I am. You know I can't let you slide through my hands. Wild horses couldn't drag me to show me the same. No sweeping exits off stage lines could make me feel bitter. Unkind.
I'll Try Anything Once. I am Kate, and this is my Do You Dream of Cowboys episode. So, thinking of sitting in a rocking chair, tumbleweeds rolling by, things like that. Anyway, I have a confession to make. I actually like the Wild Horses cover by The Sundays more than the original, which I know is terrible. Not that the cover is terrible, but that I like the cover more. I know the Rolling Stones ranked Wild Horses at number 193 for their 500 greatest songs of all time, but something about The Sundays cover is just like so good, and maybe a tiny bit better, in my opinion. Anyway, just needed to get that out there. I don't want tomatoes thrown at me or me to be canceled because I have an opinion. Anyways, I'm kidding. I know that won't happen. I'm being silly. Anyways, what I have up next is something that I needed to put in just to represent my Calgary roots. Living there for 10 years, roughly. Really, like, there's still some country left in me. There's a little bit of cowboy boots, Calgary Stampede left in me. So that's why I had to include Cowboy Take Me Away by The Chicks. I actually own this album on CD because I'm like, I actually really, really like The Chicks. They're very nostalgic for me, very like my childhood, things like that. And then after that, I have So Far Away by Carole King. I know she's not country. I know that. I know it's more folk, but I really wanted to include it because I was like, okay, imagine you're like on the horse, on the back of a horse, riding away into the sunset, and like cues in So Far Away, and you can like the shadow of the horse. This is very cinematic. Okay, I think very cinematic. That was what I was like, okay, this is what I'd want to play if I was riding away on a horse. Okay, that's why I picked it. Also, just I really like the song and I wanted to share music I like. And that's kind of the whole point of this show, is just like fun little genres and fun little songs and whatever. Anyway, before I let The Chicks take it away, I wanted to say I'm here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. listening to something different, talking about something different, yapping away. If you want updates or little sneak peeks of what the next episode's going to be, you can look up my Instagram. It's I'll Try Anything Once program, I believe, is the tag on Instagram. And I make like little fun little posters for each episode. So please follow, please like, please comment. Like, the viewership would be fantastic. Anyways, here comes The Chicks with Cowboy Take Me Away.
I wanna break it in my hands. I wanna grow some. so far away. Doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore? It would be so fine to see your face at my door. Doesn't help to know you're just time away. Long ago I reached for you, but you're so far away. One more song about moving along the highway. Can't say much of anything that's new. If I could only work this life out to you, but you're so far away. Doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore? It would be so fine to see your face at my door. Doesn't help to know you're so far. You're so far away. Doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore? It would be so fine to see your face at my door. And it doesn't help to know you're so far away.